This one is called no ba. Ba is no ba. But it tries hard to imitate him with little signage. But the sound it has been summoning in all my absences, till it literally took hold on my senses. Receding lights fast, howling a bark wrongly imitated. Turns out to be more barking or bakuning or even cropotking. A teenager walks his bike out the bar wearing a sea anemone for hair. And the night under his skin reminded me of the story the man told me in the hotel. I now try to forget. That's my butt poem for you. And over lunch today, I had a fortune cookie. Then that gave a poem to me, and I'm now trashing it for you. It's titled Dark. How dark is dark? The fortune cookie I ate this noon says. By the time I put it on WeChat, the wording has changed to how dark is not dark. And we go from there by further asking, how dark is sufficiently dark? How dark is injustice done that is no longer dark? Outside, I went past the group of black people again, sitting there talking amongst themselves, exchanging hittings of their palms, which in Chinese is their hand hearts. How I wish I could go up to them and introduce myself by sharing my secrets. But it's not dark enough. Not if justice was done. No, not if injustice was done, and justice not. That's that poem. My third poem was titled America. I stood outside smoking, watching the people go by. America, I watch you turn white in the falling darkness. I watch your legs walk black. I watch and wonder why people seem so content. I recall Frank, I recall John, I recall Jack, each doubled up with someone else from somewhere else. Do admit that this is not poetry. I watch people go away. I watch them put their mobile phone to their ears or in their pockets. I watch them talk in languages that exclude me. I watch them to ask me to select a language, English or French or Spanish, when I insert a card. I watch them pick up tips without saying thank you. I watch them put poetry on sales for no buyers. I'm a watcher on the sky, the right sky. And I watch the groups disintegrate at ethnic scenes. I watch the names Xu, Li, Wen, Zen, or Chen. Averted eyes, a mere smile, always walking away. And I watch a phone ringing next room, a radio singing downstairs outside. And I watch the darkness falling once again in Berkeley. Content with the tips it has harvested from the day. And I watch my own fingers tapping away into the mind's distance. Thank you.